This is the NCAA Division III Men's Soccer Sectionals here at Stack Field, here at the University of Chicago. Good Friday evening, everybody, to wherever you may be tuning in here on the Maroons Broadcast Network. Ryan Fahey with you here on the broadcast for the next two games we'll have for you here tonight. We're going to be starting our first of our doubleheader tonight, featuring the University of Chicago Maroons, who are hosting the sectional, taking on the Calvin College Knights. It's going to be kind of a tall order for the Maroons here tonight, as the Calvin Knights, again, they are the national runners-up from last season, and their postseason run falling just short in double overtime. But this also is a team that leads the nation in scoring. And in terms of countering the scoring on the Maroon side, they're going to be looking to Max Lopez and Matthew Coe with a combined 27 goals, 14 assists, and 68 points on the season here in 2017. It'll be the Maroons to start this one off going right to left. You see them right now on your screen in their respective huddles. And the Knights of Calvin College, they are in their black uniforms with the gray trim, white numbers. The Maroons in their white uniforms with the maroon trim and the maroon numbers to correlate. And our second matchup that we'll have for you later on here tonight, it'll be Emory University taking on CRU. So as we get the 45 minutes put on the clock for each half, both teams break out of their respective huddle, as it is a wet and cold night here at the University of Chicago. We're hoping the lightning and severe storms can stay out of our way. We are thankfully dry in the booth this time. If you were with us for the women's Sweet 16 soccer games, we were out in the rain and the cold, as the Maroons got the 2-0 victory over the Wheaton College Thunder. And the UW lacrosse women's soccer team defeated the Washington University St. Louis Bears by the score 2-1, so it'll be the Eagles and the Maroons meeting up tomorrow in women's soccer action. It'll be the Knights to start with possession here at midfield, as we will get play going once the officials set everything up. You hear the whistle, and away we go. It's the Division III NCAA men's soccer sectionals. So the Maroons now play it back in their own half. Eagles, or I should say rather, excuse me, the Knights. Still thinking about the matchup from earlier today. Knights now played along the right side and playing that and trying to cross that one in there on the attempt. There was Hunter Olson, the 5'10 sophomore from Canton, Michigan, crossing again to the box. That one hits off of a head, and it'll go to the far side for the Maroons defense there, number 30, and Scott Licht to try to play it. Knights keep possession as the rain continues to pour through the stadium lights that you see on your screen. And that one going out of play for a Knights throw-in. Glad you could join us here on the Maroons Broadcast Network for NCAA Division III Men's Soccer Sectional action. Against the first of a doubleheader we have for you here tonight. Possession for the Maroons to the near left side. This one played over there to Carter Romero. Had the opportunity to meet up with his family before the game here today. They surprised him and flew in from his town of Austin, Texas. They met him before the game to say, hey, son, we're here. In the cold and the rain for their son. And that just tells you the love that a parent has for its child. As the play now goes to the far left side for the Knights. Possession taken back by the Maroons at midfield, as the Maroons now with one of their first true offensive possessions of this half, playing out of the right side. Centering pass, and it's a quick goal! What a boot! Dio Adeosun makes it 1-0 Maroons. Into the second minute of this first half, Dio Adeosun delivers with a massive strike to the top shelf to get the Maroons on the board first. What a shot from number 17 in white. So we talked about earlier on how they are going to need to keep up with the big offensive pace that the Knights do provide. As again, they lead the nation in scoring, those being the Calvin College Knights, as this ball goes out of play for a Maroon throw into the near side. 2 minutes into this first half, 1-0 Maroons. Off the goal from Dio Adeosun. Possession now back for the Knights at midfield, going left to right. Play now to the left side. Actually, it looks like the rain may be letting up a little bit. Maybe it was all it needed was a Maroons goal to let the weather be more cooperative. As a clear out there along the right side defensively for the Maroons. Played up ahead for Max Lopez. Talked about Lopez in our open as well, who leads the team in goals at 17. Now it's Adeosun once again trying to create an offensive opportunity, but this one will go back over to the goalkeeper for the Knights in Nate Van Ryn, the 6'3 senior goalkeeper from Granville, Michigan. He plays now to his left side defensively. That one up ahead there to Trent Vector, the 6'2 junior from Hudsonville, Michigan. Maroons will go for possession back on a just give and go as they go down the far side for Matthew Coe, another one of the star offensive powerhouses for the Maroons because he has 10 goals, 10 assists on the season. As the play now will go out to the far side in a Maroon throw-in upcoming towards the far corner. Be interesting to see if the conditions impact how this game is going to be played based on pace. As inside the box, shot on it, and another goal for the Maroons! It's so nice they strike twice, and it's Max Lopez delivering 2-0 Maroons. So how do you like them apples if you're a Maroons fan taking on one of the top teams in Division III soccer in the Calvin College Knights? And in not even 4 minutes of action, 3 minutes and 31 seconds to be exact, two goals on the board for the Maroons. So Lopez adds to his total. So that's the 18th goal now for Max Lopez. As the Knights have had no answer for the Maroons here early on in this first half. Left side for the Knights. They backtrack it to their right side defensively. And this one played up ahead there to Derek Williams, the 5'10 senior defender from Rockford, Michigan. Yes, there is another Rockford other than Rockford, Illinois. Play on the back end for the Knights. Goes to the left side. Maroons take it over on possession. This one played over to Andre Abedian. Possession traded back and forth at midfield. Now the Maroons play it left side. As this one goes up along the left side for Romero. Centering pass towards the edge of the 18. Canceled away there by the Knights. Now over to Abedian. This one goes out, and coming out to make the save is Nate Van Ryn, who has allowed two goals here so far in this first half. As we'll have the set piece coming up here for the Maroons, and it looks like there was a foul maybe away from the ball. Didn't see one initially on the ball itself. So from about 18 yards out, and now a huge gust of downpouring rain has just taken place. Matthew Coe is just standing there. I think he may have been affected by that quick downpour that just taken place. Coe, the 5'10 junior from Santa Monica, California, is wishing he was in those Santa Monica temperatures right now as that one goes over too far to the left and behind the line out of play for a Knights goal kick. And it is really coming down here at Stagg Field now. And not to make the fans any more jealous, but I am nice and dry. As Nate Van Ryn, who is getting poured on right now, boots it left to right. As the play and the header there from behind, that's going to be a foul there on Francisco J. Nola, the 6-foot senior defenseman from East Lansing, Michigan. 2-0 Maroons. So we played just about 7 minutes here and a lot of action early on in this first half. The kick coming up here from Nico Capitasto. Yeah, he's with us. He sets up at the 40. Will boot it on in, and the shot in, and almost playing off of his line there was Nate Van Ryan, but he takes a few steps back to make the save. Line drive kick left to right. Pass midfield. Knights now played along their right side. It's going to find Bobby McCaw as it's backtracked over to the Maroons and Carter Romeo. As the ball now played right side and may have taken a slip there on that one for the Knights was McCaw. This one booted right to left. Pass midfield off the head there of Lopez, who had the second goal just a few minutes ago. And staying with possession on that one was Lopez. Tried to center there for Coe, but he couldn't get to it. Now back to Lopez. He backtracks it, but instead he's going to find the other number nine in Jacob Witt, the 5'9 junior midfielder from Grand Rapids, Michigan. Knights have possession back along the left side past midfield. But it was Matt Hines trying to hit it up ahead, but it goes over the back line out of play. So that means Hill Bonin, the starting goalkeeper for the Maroons, will have this upcoming goal kick. As I welcome now into the booth, who may be a little soaked, but we'd like to think he'll dry off, hopefully. And just as Eric Willowit was about to put on the headset, we are going to be in the delay known as the lightning delay. So we have officially played 8 minutes of this first half, and we will be stopped for a lightning delay for a minimum of 30 minutes. So we will see the players and the rest of the crowd here clear out for this lightning delay. We will update you during the delay when we will get play back underway. So stick with us. It may be a long night here during this doubleheader because this weather doesn't appear to be going anywhere anytime soon. So stick with us. We'll be back in a bit here on the Maroons Broadcast Network.